Grace to you and peace from God the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The haunting refrain of that old Advent tune brings us right into the company of today's gospel reading and today's message. Because there is that statement in the scriptures. It's one that's caused me to think over and over again about it. Mary said it. All generations will call me blessed. Mary says it. She sings it. It's an absolutely delightful word. Of course, all generations will call Mary the mother of our Lord, the mother of God, blessed. She is the woman of Genesis chapter 3. She bears the promised Redeemer. How? How? Because the Lord is with her. This is how and why she is blessed. For Mary didn't bear a mere man-child. As Angel Gabriel testifies, and as the scriptures repeatedly recount, Mary bore the man who was truly the Son of the Most High God. He showed his divine majesty even in the womb of Mary, because he was born of a virgin without violating her virginity. Mary is truly the mother of God, and yet she is a virgin. It is what the scriptures declare. It is what we confess. We confessed it this morning in the Apostles' Creed. Jesus was born of Virgin Mary. It has been the church's confession since then. And Mary believed. So said our gospel text. And Mary ought to be called blessed, not because of Mary herself, but because of the unbounded, wondrous grace of God Himself, who chose her to bear our Savior, our Redeemer. That in itself is worthy. The Son of God, conceived within little Mary by the Holy Spirit, born of her as a virgin, the work of God, not the work of man, not Mary the great one, not Mary the worthy one, but God by his grace. Thanks be to God. But that is the true confession of the church. Mary was of God's gracious choosing, the particular reasonings for which God has not revealed to us. Nor is it necessary for him to reveal, why did you choose Mary, God? Why couldn't you choose the daughter of Annas or Caiaphas or somebody else, you know, at the time? There were certainly those who would be more illustrative of bearing the Son of God. But God chose Mary. And to engage in any of that other stuff, like I just briefly suggested, or anything else, is to leave us in mere speculation. And I caution you that speculation does not work faith. Only God's word works faith. So Mary is called blessed because by her, God delivers to the world his only begotten Son, God's eternal Word made flesh. And it is by the Word of God in Scripture that this Word made flesh is delivered to you and to me. It's what St. John wrote in chapter 20 of his Gospel. For you, God's Son for you. He comes to you, mind you, not in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, but by God's own word to you, that you hear in your own language this marvelous grace and working of God. St. John said it this way in chapter 20, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing have life in his name. through God's word. Faith is kindled in you, inflamed in you, and is strengthened in you. God's name is his word, and God's word is his name. And the word was made flesh, and he tabernacled among us via Virgin Mary, Blessed Virgin Mary. And the child she bore, his name is Jesus. God, his word, his promises, to be believed like us as Mary believed. Not because God explains all of his reasonings to us. Not because God answers all of our so-called questions or our impertinences that we might have. But in order that he might send his son to take away our sins and to reconcile us with God forever, all in accordance with his word and his promises. His promises? Well, take that seed of the woman promise for you, for example, in Genesis. God tells you in his word, all the way back to Genesis, he says, I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the first gospel promise. That's the text that followed right upon the unbelief and the disobedience of our first parents of the word of God, of God's word. This is the text in which God promises to you and to me the deliverance from sin and from death and restoring us once again to God. Now, the word that the Holy Spirit uses here in Genesis 3 is seed. It is a masculine singular in the Hebrew. The promised Savior is going to be a man. That's what that means. And next, Holy Spirit inspired the words seed of the woman to be spoken. You know what? Nowhere else in Scripture is there ever a reference to the seed of the woman. Seed is of the man, not of the woman. Mary even asked it. Mary says, how shall this be, since I know not a man? But that's not what God said. God said, seed of the woman. God said, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Emmanuel, God with us. The virgin's name is Mary. Gabriel said it. Gabriel, who stands in the presence of the Most High God, said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you, Mary. So the Holy One, to be born, is the Son of God. Not the seed of a man, but from God. Gabriel announces that Mary is the virgin of Genesis 3. She is the virgin of Isaiah chapter 7. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, as the prophet said. The Lord is with Mary to bear his son for your redemption from sin and from death and from hell. This is why and how Mary is blessed, even to today, blessed by God's own grace to all generations, all of them? Yes. For the Son of God that she bore, Mary's son, for you, for your salvation. Blessed right down to this generation, right down to you and me, right down to your children, right down to your grandchildren and mine. Of course, thanks be to God. Blessed are you among women, Mary, and blessed is the child you will bear, Mary read the text. But why are you and I so favored that the mother of our Lord should come to us? Well, she brought forth her firstborn son, who came to redeem you from your sins to save you from your sins, to restore you to full and eternal fellowship with God. And as soon as that sound and greeting reached your ears this morning in the absolution, all your sins are forgiven, you should have leaped with joy at that, as unborn John the Baptist did. This morning, you will eat and drink the true body and blood of this same Lord Jesus, Son of God and Mary's Son, in the Holy Supper. And as soon as the words of institution reach your ears and the bread and the wine reach your mouth, you should leap with joy. For the unborn child John the Baptist did in the presence of God, and so should you and I without ceasing. Blessed is he who has believed that the Lord Jesus fulfilled all of his promises for you in Mary's son whom she bore. Mary is blessed unto all generation. Thanks be to God in Jesus' saving name. Amen.